David, obviously it's been a really difficult week for the club. Just bringing fans up to date with where you are in terms of the finances.
We've not met the tax bill. We were able to offer a part of the payment, and the response was, if it's not cleared in full, then they would send it off to the solicitors to start proceedings. And so I made a decision, we may as well keep it, tell them to lodge us down a zero payment, and we'll keep it for wages. So we've been able to pay the non-playing wages yesterday. Slight disappointment that we haven't had the FA Cup money. Apparently there was one replay postponed. It's now going to be played on Tuesday. Apparently the usual settling period is 7 days after the round is completed. It's one step forward, half a step back. But
so that's the money for winning against FC United then?
Yeah, that was 12,500 on that last round. And we know it's guaranteed money. It'll come through probably just after the next Shrewsbury match now. Obviously, we'd want to say that the donations that have been coming in have been absolutely fantastic. Every little helps. I understand there's some thoughts out there that it's all too much and it's not worth putting my fiver in, but it is. It does all add up. The whole message really was that we were at a point where we needed to get our 1,500, 2,000 supporters that probably don't actually get to Edgar Street. Mm. You know, we're not suggesting that the ones that do attend every week can do very much more. But there are an awful lot of Hereford United supporters around the country and, as was proven, around the world. Mm. It's sort of a summation of where we are. The crowds on the day at Edgar Street are down for valid reasons, cost, travel, moved away from Hereford, sure, but still a fan, all that. And now's the time for everybody to, you know, look back and help us out a bit, really.
Just looking ahead to the next week, how do you see things developing over the week? Because I know, obviously, you mentioned that they're the players to be paid, but that you've also got this tax bill and potential action there. So how do you see things developing over the next 7 days?
Well, the players are going to be paid on Wednesday, 31st, which means they have been paid, will have been paid in the month of October. And, you know, we're grateful for them. They've come, you know, doing their bit today without their wages in the bank. Mm. We have put out tickets for the Saturday match, and they're going quite well. That's obviously money in the bank. And yes, a little bit of spending next week's fixture money.
Sure.
And people are buying the double ticket for Luton. And that's where we are. You know, we're clearing a week at a time. And yes, that leaves the big one of the two PAYE bills. And the a disappointing thing about the VAT, the old VAT, was that we had done a deal to clear that at 2,000 a week. Mm. And we'd paid the payments up for the first 4 weeks. And because we couldn't hit the PAYE, same HMRC department yeah, decides that, you know, they'll have the old VAT one in full or nothing. So it is around, you know, £120,000 is the HMRC outstanding debt.
And do you know what the process is with that now? Have they given you any indication about, obviously they want the money as soon as possible, I'd imagine.
Yeah. I don't honestly know the timescale. The first response was they forwarded it to their solicitors. And when we asked about the timescales, they said it depends how busy the solicitors are. So, but, you know, we would hope that, you know, there's ways of delaying the inevitable. It's a big decision. We don't intend to be going into administration unless we're forced into it by the taxman. And, you know, there are 70 or 80 people who get employed at various times, particularly match days, through to the community trust, youth, that, you know, with jobs at risk in a difficult climate for people. Mm. You know, so there's a few hurdles to go through yet, I'm sure. But technically speaking, we're in their hands now. They can, I guess, come in and decide what is worth 100,000. I'm not too sure what is worth 100,000 around the ground, but, you know, in all seriousness, we're in their hands on that one now because we haven't paid the bill.